with this KLEM Sports Update for this Saturday, April 6th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Well, we had some soccer, some track, some golf yesterday. Let's get you caught up on all of it on our KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. We will start on the pitch, where after a tough 6-1 loss on Thursday on the road at Spirit Lake Park Okoboji, the Lamar's girls soccer team bounced back, an upset win over 11th-ranked Sioux Center by a score of 4-3. Girls soccer head coach Kayla Coatman says her girls showed some resiliency and toughness in getting the upset win.
They're very resilient. I think we take it day by day, and we erased what happened last night, and we knew tonight was a new night. And I think they wanted to come out and get this team after some stuff that happened with basketball and ended their season. So there was a lot of, pride riding on this game.
The Bulldogs continued to get goal-scoring efforts from Zoe Whitcup. She ups her goal total on the season to 7 goals, putting in a hat trick in the victory over the 11th-ranked Warriors. Sarah Brown also had a goal in the Bulldog win. Other girls' soccer scores in the MRAC, Sioux City West taking a 4-0 loss to Tri-Center. Boys' soccer last night in the MRAC, it was Lamar's taking the road loss to Sioux Center by a score of 1-0. Bulldogs will finally be back at home here to start their home schedule here soon. That's going to be nice to see the Bulldog boys on the home pitch. They'll take on Sioux City North at home coming up on Tuesday. Another boys soccer score in MRAC play was Bishop Heelan blanking Underwood 7-0. We go to track and field yesterday, where the Galen Catholic girls and boys track and field team finally got their outdoor season started, competing in a meet in Hull hosted by Western Christian High School. Let's take a look at some of the individual highlights, then we'll give you the team rundown. A lot of boys highlights here, but we'll start with some girls highlights here. Just a couple of these. Discus throw for Galen Catholic. Samantha Zubrod brings home a silver medal with a throw of 97 feet 9 inches to nearly come away with the top spot. Also, the girls 4x800 meter relay for Galen of Haley Poland, JC Fender, Marin Dreckman, and Libby Vasura, just under 12 minutes, take home a second place finish. Team standings for the girls: Galen Catholic took home a fifth place finish with 32 points. Boyden Hall, Rock Valley, and West Lyon were untouchable last night. The Nighthawks score 194.5 points. West Lyon scores 189 in running away with the top two places. Now to the boys' highlights. There's a lot more of these. Some really strong finishes for the Jays last night. In the boys' 100-meter dash, Cole McCarty takes home a second-place finish. He then follows that up, placing gold in the 110-meter high hurdles. Ethan Newble not far behind. He took home a third-place finish. 200-meter and 400-meter dash, that'd be two gold medals for Chance Carlson. 22.96 in the 200, 53.52 in the 400. Good showing for Chance Carlson to win both events there. Boys 400-meter hurdles, it was Ethan Newble with another bronze medal. 104.45 to finish in third place. 800-meter run, Zach Harpinaw, silver medalist in second place. The boys' discus throw, it was Mason Small taking home a third-place finish. Cole McCarty continued his good day with a second-place finish in the long jump at 20 feet 5 inches. Then some relays taking home second place. It'd be the sprint medley team of Ashton Budden, Alex Peters, Chance Carlson, and Kale Pearson, and the shuttle hurdle team of Ethan Newble, Wyatt Coons, Jack Roberts, and Cole McCarty taking home second place as well. The team standings pretty kind to Galen Catholic, who finished in second with 119 points. Sheldon earned the top spot in the meet with 131 points. Sibley O'Cheedon placed third in the team standings. Now to the Lynx, the golf course where a couple of Warrego Conference golf duels and a Western Valley Conference meet taking place yesterday. We'll start in the Warrego Conference, where it was Akron Westfield taking down Galen Catholic. This was a makeup from Tuesday. 204-225, the final score. 21 strokes better for the Westerners. Laney Schutneck wins the meet for Akron Westfield as the medalist, shooting a 45 on 9 holes. Josie Smith and Allie Sawyer are teammates, joining her in the top 3 with a 48 and 52 respectively. respectively. Catalan Catholic's top scores came from Delaney Stoll and McKenna Sitzman, scoring 54 and 56 respectively to finish in the top five. The MMCRU girls golf team makes it a 2-0 record to start the year. They defeated Remsen St. Mary's and Marcus last night, 227 to 233, led by medalist Sydney Creer with a 53. It's Creer's second medalist honor on the year, and MMCRU girls head coach Kendra Knapp says work in the offseason has allowed Creer to play with a lot less pressure during the season.
She's put in a lot of work, you know, before the season and prior to this season. I think it's kind of one of those head games that she's kind of played with herself. She's put so much pressure on herself, and now she's kind of playing a little more free, and it's working, you know. And she is kind of one of the ones that I kind of look to for, like, leadership and being a role model for the younger golfers. Just, you know, having a bad hole and getting over it. And she's done a really good job of that so far.
She was joined in the top five by her teammate Jaden Young, who shot a 57 to finish in fourth place. Zahara Gallis and Josie Schwickerath go second and third for Remsen St. Mary's, both shooting a 55. Zahara gets the second place finish via a tiebreaker. Octavia Gallis places fifth for Remsen St. Mary's with a 57, and Jaden Young got fourth place via the tiebreaker as well. Staying in girls' golf of the Western Valley Conference, it was a good day to be a Kingsley Pearson River Valley Panther as KPRV takes home the top spot of the first Western Valley Conference meet of the season in Mapleton. The Panthers shoot a 209, 7 strokes better than the home MVAOCOU Rams, and getting a 48 from Jordan Sitzman, the top spot on the individual leaderboard. Emma Sitzman with a 51, Emma Dye a 53 to lead the Panthers to a win to start the official Western Valley Conference schedule. Not the start of the year, but the start of the conference schedule. Of course, all teams compete in every meet there in the Western Valley Conference schedule. MVAOCOU again was second in that meet. West Monona third with a 228, and Westwood in fourth with a 229. Now we'll go to the boys' golf scoreboard in Warrigal Conference action. This was a very good day for Warrigal Conference golf. Some of the top teams in the area going at it. One of those matchups in Akron is Akron Westfield defeated Galen Catholic by the very low scores of 169 to 172. They were feeling it yesterday. Carter Wilkin shot a 39. He leads the way and is the medalist for Akron Westfield. Landon Ryder, Galen Catholic, shot a 40 and earns a second place finish individually in the leaderboard there. Dawson Barthel of Galen Catholic, a 41. He finished in third. Jackson Marnock and Leighton Cook of Akron Westfield, they go fourth and fifth respectively, each shooting a 43. It was MMCRU defeating Remsen St. Mary's 162 to 174. The Royals bouncing back after a one-stroke loss to a good Western Christian team on Thursday. Kyler Bork, medalist once again with a 38. Camden Bork right behind him in second with a 39. Kind of mirror images of Thursday's matchup. MMCRU boys head coach Mark Shuttler says both Borks are on a roll, and he hopes it can continue to lead the Royals to good outcomes this season.
They both finished the year last year really well, and I think they kind of put the time in this summer, or this last summer, I should say, and it's showing here early. I hope they can keep it up here for the next month. It'd be awesome.
Other spots in the leaderboard, Hunter Pick was third with a 40 for Remsen St. Mary's, top scorer for the Hawks. Michael Schmillen of MMCRU, fourth with a 42. Owen Schrader rounds out the top five for the Royals. He shot a 43 individually. To the Western Valley Conference boys golf meet in Ida Grove yesterday, it was the host OABCIG winning that meet with a 162. Ridgeview took second with a 168, and KPRV was right there in third with a 178. It's going to be a good competitive year in the Western Valley Conference, that's for sure. Lawton Bronson finished in fourth, shooting a 186. Also on the scoreboard, just if you're interested in MRAC tennis, girls tennis, Kemper Catholic defeated Sergeant Bluff Luton 5-4. And boys tennis saw Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln Blank Harlan 9-0, and Lewis Central 7-2 winners over Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson. All those scores, individual results from track and field, and much, much more, they can be found on our website at KLAM1410. Iowawomen.com. Also, a congratulations to the Iowa women's basketball team moving on to the championship game as they got done defeating UConn last night by a final score of 71-69. It'll be Iowa and South Carolina for the national championship coming up tomorrow on Sunday afternoon. And that's the only thing of note on our sports schedule for this weekend. So for more local sports news and things like that, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com, or follow us on Twitter at KLEM Sports. This has been your Saturday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.